Quando Orkut Buyukokten criou um dos mais bem-sucedidos sites de relacionamento do mundo, não imaginava que o Brasil seria o país com o maior número de internautas. Em visita ao Rio de Janeiro, o turco de 32 anos aceitou o convite do coordenador de pós-graduação do Departamento de Informática da PUC-Rio, professor Marco Antônio Casanova, para palestrar sobre o que se pode fazer no ócio e as possibilidades de criação dentro do emprego. Em entrevista à repórter Thaís Lobo, Orkut disse que não esperava o sucesso do site homônimo no Brasil. Ele também comentou a prática recente de empresas que analisam perfis no site de relacionamento para contratar funcionários.
Many companies use Orkut as a database for knowing more their future employees. What do you think about that, and if Google do this for their future employees?
It's a very common practice for companies, and this is a common practice not just in Brazil, they also do it in US, where if you're applying for a job, you know, to do some like pre-screening, they might check like the referrals on the resume, or they might look at websites like Orkut.com or Facebook or MySpace to learn more about the person.
But you think that's correct? You think companies should do that?
Personally, I do not think that companies should do that, because you want to be objective when you're hiring someone, because you're hiring them for their job and professional skills. You're not hiring them for what they do in their, you know, private life with their friends. So I do not think it's a good practice.
In the beginning, did you think that Orkut would become such a popular website?
I was expecting it to be like very popular in U.S. since it started in the Bay Area with like all like U.S. Googlers and their friends. I was surprised to see that it was like so popular in Brazil and such a fever. Mm-hmm. It was a really nice surprise.
Is it the same in other countries?
Yeah, we are the number one social network in many countries, and like most recently, India became like one of them. And we are the most visited website and number one social network in India. And we are number one in Iran for a while until the government blocked us.
You're still blocked in Iran?
As far as I know, we are still blocked.
Do you know why?
Because the government is sensitive about discussion of topics like religion and politics, and also it's much harder in some countries for like to self-express yourself, and Orthodox is all about like freedom of speech, where people have the freedom to say what they think and how they feel, and some governments are not okay with that, which is unfortunate.